Joining me again, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babican. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you, Shane.
Thanks for your time again today.
Thank you.
And lots of, we've had some wonderful rain.
Absolutely, this is good timing, and then I was just trying to measure the quantity of rain, how much is going to fall, where it's going to fall, and then I said, I wanted to work on the figure. I said, well, figure, if I start talking about these figures, I might be wrong. Everybody says, the forecast is wrong. So I'm going to give you an indication how the weather pattern is emerging and how much rain is going to develop within weekly basis possibility in this region, in Hunt region or in Gloucester area. So what's happening here, I'm looking at the climate outlook season, a monthly season, narrowed down from seasonal on monthly basis, how this month, getting into the autumn, how the season is going to affect us. Drier autumn likely to for southern and central Australia. That's predicted by the Bureau. Straight away. Statement, drier autumn for southern and central Australia. March is likely to be drier than average across most of Australia. There it is. Dry season ahead. So what's happening? I'm looking at this situation. New South Wales coast have roughly equal chance of wet and drier. I mean, the chances are 50-50 at this stage because of the ocean temperatures. So autumn and March rainfall is likely below average, most part of Australia, and we have to monitor the situation very carefully about how the El Niño, La Niña is developing. There's no El Niño, it's all a neutral situation right now. Now let's go to weather situation now. I'm trying to look at the weather situation right now. There's a slow-moving high-pressure system over Tasman Sea directing a very moist southeasterly airstream into the surface trough. Surface trough is combined with upper trough to the western part of New South Wales. This is triggering showers activity. That showers activity is triggered because of trough line being fed moist air from ocean into the region. That's what's causing it. And the system is not going to move. And it's going to stay with us for about a week or 2 weeks, which I think we have to be look at the situation. It's going to be very important. How much rain we're going to get, the quantity of rain. Looking at the weather situation for Gloucester, Tuesday, the 28th, the last day of February, looking at the scattered thunderstorms with showers, maximum 28. Humidity 50%. I'm getting 9 millimeters of rain showers today. Soil moisture is 20%, soil temperature 20 degrees. It's not going to change. Soil moisture, soil temperature is going to stay like this till the end of the week. Then the soil moisture is going to rise to 28%. And soil temperature, same thing, about 19 to 20 degrees. On Wednesday, strong thunderstorms activity, maximum 27, humidity 44%. On Thursday, strong thunderstorms activity, maximum temperature 28. The reason I'm calling strong thunderstorms activity, because there's the showers, there's the rain, but I was looking at lifted index, which triggers thunderstorms. When it's negative, yes, we say it's going to be storms, it's minus 3.4 over Gloucester area, and the dynamic of atmosphere, trough line, upper trough line, moisture levels, the dynamic atmosphere, how much energy this dynamic atmosphere is presenting, so this lifted index could trigger this. The dynamic atmosphere is 3,000 joules per kilogram. It means 3,000 joules per kilogram is a lot of moisture in 1 kilogram of air. That could produce a lot of thunderstorms activity. That's the reason I'm adding strong thunderstorms term for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday, strong thunderstorms, maximum 28. On Friday, heavy rain, maximum temperature 28, 7 millimeters. On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'm going to call it heavy rain, moderate to heavy rain. Saturday, thunderstorms, maximum 27, about 19 millimeters possible. On Sunday, heavy rain, 20 millimeters possible. On Monday, heavy rain, 15 millimeters possible. So there it is, all heavy rain from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and severe thunderstorms, moderate to severe thunderstorms on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And total rain, I'm expecting between 50 to 80 millimeters for week one. That's a lot of rain. I'm going to say 25 millimeters, an old scale we used to use in Australia, 1 inch. 25 millimeters equal 1 inch. 1 inch of rain, or 25 millimeters of rain, equivalent 25,000 gallons of water per hectare. of the region. See how many hectares you have there, multiply it by 25,000 gallons of water, see how much rain is going to go. So it means this is it. We're going to a direction that we're going to make sure that floods are going to be an important issue. We have to monitor the flood situation. This flood level risk is going to be rising with these rain events taking place until the end of the week, by even next week. Now, week two, looking at from 7th to 13th of March, Tuesday rain, Wednesday light showers, 29, Thursday rain, 29 degrees, Friday rain, 30 degrees, Saturday rain, 31 degrees. Only day is sunny from 28th of February till 12th of March. Only day is sunny is going to be 12th of March, which is Sunday. Sunday is going to be cloudy with maximum temperature, some sunny periods, maximum temperature 32. The amount of rain received in week two is over 60 millimeters. So 60 millimeters plus the other 120 millimeters, so 230 millimeters at Gloucester in 2 weeks of rain. That's a lot of rain. Coming to Hunter Valley. Again, Hunter Valley, I'm focusing on Wine District because this is the one which I really am focusing on, because wine, this is going to get to the harvest situation. Wine is a very important part of Hunter District. I'm trying to see if there's any severe weather. Once we say severe thunderstorms, so people have to watch up, especially for wine industry. On Tuesday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 28, and humidity 46%. I'm expecting 10 millimeters of rain. Soil moisture is 18%. Soil temperature 21 degrees. On Wednesday, severe thunderstorms and temperature, maximum temperature 27, 5 millimeters of rain. On Thursday, strong thunderstorms, maximum temperature 28, about 5 millimeters. On Friday, strong thunderstorms, 18 millimeters. On Saturday, Sunday, Monday, this is what I'm saying, from thunderstorms are going to turn to rain. We're going to have heavy rain on Saturday, about 20 millimeters, maximum 26. On Sunday, heavy rain, maximum 27, 25 millimeters. On Monday, heavy rain, maximum temperature 28. Total amount of rain for Hunter for week one is about 90 millimeters, which is a huge amount of rain for that area. For week two, for Hunter region, Tuesday's rain, 11 millimeters. Wednesday, light showers, 2 millimeters. And on Thursday, rain, 12 millimeters. On Friday, rain, 21 millimeters. On Saturday, rain, 14 millimeters. On Sunday, the only day we could have sunny periods, few clouds, no rain, Sunday the 12th. Absolutely. Again, total amount of rain for week two, close to 60 millimeters. So there it is. What I'm trying to say, explain the rain, how much this rain is going to cumulative. Looking at the what's happening now, the autumn, starting with this heavy rain, we receive more than a month worth of rain for next 2 weeks. This is the rising possibility of the floods in any situation. If you get that much rain in 2 weeks, more than one we could get in a month, it means the flood situation is going to be something we have to watch out for it. So Bureau of Meteorology is going to put any warning if there's any flood situation. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you once again for this excellent weather analysis. And as usual, go to our website for more information. Go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.